Rancho, Family Hour of Stars. Each week, the Prudential Insurance Company of America, the company with the strength of Gibraltar, brings you one of its family of six great Hollywood stars: Dana Andrews, Kirk Douglas, Irene Dunn, James Stewart, Jane Wyman, and Loretta Young, in a series of classic stories from the literature of the stage, novels, and the screen, with the music of Carmen Dragan. Today we present a radio adaptation of Emlyn Williams' great stage success, Night Must Fall. Our star, Mr. Kirk Douglas.
The show is pre-recorded.
I must say, on the whole, it was one of the most interesting cases I have ever been assigned to. Mrs. Bramson lived with her small household in a cottage in a forest in Essex. One murder had already been committed when they met Danny. We had found the body buried in Mrs. Bramson's garden, the body of a woman with the head missing. There was no immediate clue to the murderer, but we started right out questioning everyone in the neighborhood. That same day, Dora, Mrs. Bramson's maid, brought Danny to the house and introduced him to Mrs. Bramson. The old lady took an immediate shine to him and hired him.
So, you're Danny.
I'm Danny, ma'am.
Put your bags down for a moment.
Thank you, ma'am.
You worked at the Tall Boys Hotel, did you?
Yes, 24 hours a day, ma'am.
Did you know the woman who was murdered?
Oh, yes. I used to take cigarettes and drinks for her.
What was she like?
Oh, I don't know. Tall, thin ankles, thin mouth. Her neck was rather thick. She laughed a lot, was very lively.
Well, you're an observant one. I'll say that for you.
Are you sure you're comfortable like that? Don't you think, Mrs. Bramson, you ought to be facing a wee bit more this side towards the sun more?
Hey?
You're looking pale, you know.
Well, as a matter of fact, I was feeling a bit off color.
Oh, another thing, Mrs. Bramson, you don't mind me saying it, do you? But you ought to have a rug, you know. This October weather's very treacherous. You know, the minute I saw you, I said to myself, now there's a lady that's got a lot to contend with.
Oh, well, I have. Nobody knows it better than me.
No, I'm sure. Oh, it must be terrible to watch everybody else striding up and down, enjoying everything, and... I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. Oh,
but it's true. As true as you are my witness. And nobody else. I had the most terrible palpitations.
Palpitations? But the way you get about in that wheelchair. You know that 9 women out of 10 in your position be just sitting down giving way.
Would they?
Yes, they would. I've known people with palpitations. Somebody very close to me that... they're dead now.
Oh...
my mother. I can just remember her.
Oh?
She died when I was 6. I know that because my dad died 2 years before that. And say, as a matter of fact...
yes?
Oh, no, it's a doubt.
Oh, come along now, out with
well,
it.
Well, it's the only fancy, I suppose, but you remind me a bit of her.
Oh, really?
Have you got a son?
I haven't anybody at all. I hope you like working here, Danny. I've taken quite a fancy to you.
That's very kind of you, Mrs. Bramson.
Auntie, the paper's coming. There's a lot more about the murder. Oh,
Olivia, this is Danny. He's coming to work for me.
Is he? You didn't tell me.
I don't tell you everything. This is my niece, Olivia. She works for me, too, as a companion.
Pleased to meet you.
What does it say about the murder? Have they caught him yet?
No. It says, a keeper in the Shepperley Woods was closely questioned late last night, but he heard nothing beyond a woman's voice in the woods on the afternoon in question, and the man's voice probably with her singing Mighty Like a Rose. Inquiries are being pursued...
oh, Mighty Like a Rose. What rubbish. Olivia, help Danny take his bags to his room.
Oh, no. I can manage. The hat box is rather heavy. I'll take them in right now, Mrs. Bramson.
Nice boy, don't you think?
I don't know.
What are you doing out here in the garden by yourself?
I'm reading.
Oh.
I like to be alone when I read.
Uh-huh.
Has Mrs. Bramson asked for me?
No, she's taking a nap. Not much doing around here for a girl, is there?
That depends.
You don't like me, do you?
No.
Well, everybody else does.
Your eyes are set quite wide apart. Your hands are quite good. I don't really know what's wrong with you.
You know, I've been looking at you, too. You're lonely, aren't you? I could see you...
I'm sorry, it's a waste of time using your line on me. I'm not the type.
Oh. You know, you wouldn't be bad looking without them glasses.
Doesn't interest me very much what I look like.
Don't you believe it?
You're very conceited, aren't you?
Yes.
And you're acting all the time, aren't you?
Acting what? Look at the way I can look you in the eyes. I'll stare you out.
I have a theory. It's the criminals who can look you in the eye and the honest people who blush and look away.
Criminals? Come now.
You are acting, aren't you?
Yes.
And what do you like when you stop acting?
I don't know. It's so long since I stopped.
You haven't any feelings at all, have you? You live in a world of your own imagination.
Do I? Criminal? Is that what you really think of me?
I don't know what to think. I suppose not.
Disappointed?
Yes, I suppose I am.
Why?
Oh, I don't know. Because nothing much has ever happened to me. It's a dull day. It's the depths of the country. I don't know.
Sweetest little fella, everybody knows.
Danny, don't sing that.
Yeah, you wouldn't be bad looking at all without them glasses.
Miss Olivia!
Yes, Mrs. Cairns, what is it?
There's an inspector in the living room from Scotland Yard. He wants to talk to us all about the murder.
The most interesting cases I've ever been assigned to. I interviewed all the women and then Danny. It was purely a routine call, because the body of the murdered woman from the hotel had been found in that vicinity. I didn't stay long. After I left, Danny sat down to read to Mrs. Bramson.
Now, you sit there and Danny will read to you.
Oh, I'm tired. I feel
dead.
I feel dead.
Don't you be a silly. You look as pretty as a picture. Strawberries and cream in your face, another day over 40.
Oh, Danny, you're a terror. Now, don't make me laugh, dear, because they're always my heart.
Oh, you've lost your heart. You know you have to the little fella that pushes your pram. You know you have.
Pram. Oh, well, it's wicked to laugh with this thing all around us.
I forgot.
The paper boy's at the door. He wants his money.
Oh? Well, then wheel me over to that cupboard.
Just a moment. Danny, perhaps you'll go into the kitchen and get the paper for Mrs. Terrence.
Of course I will. Anything you say, Mr. Libya. Anything you say. I'll get the paper.
And close the door.
Yes, ma'am.
You want to give me the key and let me unlock the cupboard?
No. Just wheel me over to it. Keep the key right on my own person all the time. The way these servants... What are you staring at?
Isn't that rather a lot of money to have in the house?
Put not your trust in banks is my motto. And always will be.
But that's hundreds of pounds.
Here's the money for the boy. You wonder I wouldn't let you have the key?
As... anybody else asked you for it?
Now I lock it again. I wouldn't let a soul touch it. Not a soul. Not even Danny. He offered to fetch the money yesterday for the dairy. But I told him, that key stays on me.
Did he know how much money there is in there?
I told him. You wonder I keep the key on me, I said. Danny, you can come in, dear.
Hey, the boy says the papers are selling like hotcakes.
What's that headline?
The mystery of the missing head. Where is it buried? Shall I read it to you?
Yes, dear. Do.
The murderer committed the crime in the forest. The head was severed by a skilled person, possibly a butcher. Ooh. The murderer...
Oh, it's all so gruesome. I think I must lie down for a while.
Oh.
Olivia, wheel me into my bedroom.
Yes, of course.
I'll see you after my nap, Danny.
I'll be waiting. I'm the sweetest little fella everybody knows. Don't know what to call me, but I'm mighty like a rose.
You've been drinking, haven't you?
You don't miss much, do you?
No.
Would you like me to read to you?
No, I prefer talking.
Carry on.
Were you ever by any chance a butcher?
Talking's daft. Doing's the thing.
You can talk, too.
Oh, yes. I remember when I was a kid sitting in Sunday school, catching my mother's eye where she was sitting by the door with the sea behind her, and she pointed to the pulpit and then to me, as if to say, that's the place for you, my boy. Oh, I never forgot that.
I don't believe a word of that.
Neither do I, but it sounds wonderful.
You do live in your imagination, don't you?
Yes. Oh, it's the only way to bear with the awful things you have to do.
What awful things?
Well, I haven't had as much to drink as all that. Hey, you're a dark horse, you are. You know, this isn't a life for you. What's there to it? Tell me that.
Yes, what is there to it? Spending the day with a vixenish old woman in a dreary house in the middle of a wood. I'm plain. I haven't got any money. I'm shy and I haven't got any friends.
Oh, don't you like the old lady?
I could kill her.
Oh, no, you couldn't. Not many people have it in them to kill people. Oh, no.
What was there to your life at the hotel?
My life? Well, the day don't start so good. What with a lot of orders from gaping fools that looked through me as if I was a dirty window hadn't been cleaned for years. Orders, orders, orders. Go here, do this. Don't do that. Get a move on. I was never meant to take orders, never. Down in the tea place, there's an old white beard waiting. Wait here, my tea's stone cold. I'm not a waiter. I'm a millionaire and everybody's under me. And then night comes and you ask her for money and she don't give it to you. All she does is talk, 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 talk. You've got to shut her up or she'll drive you crazy.
Go on.
I'm too fly for you. Hey, you'd like to know, wouldn't you, huh? It keeps you awake nights, doesn't it?
What keeps you awake at night? Hmm? You can't sleep either, can you?
What do you...
There's something that keeps you awake.
What?
It's a little thing. A hat box. Only a hat box.
What do you know about my hat box?
I saw you carry it in. It's heavy, isn't it?
The only thing that keeps me awake, mind you. The only thing. I don't like a pair of eyes staring at me with no look in them.
But... Someone's at the door. Someone's at the door.
I'll manage myself, all right? You watch me.
Well, Scotland Yard again. Come in, Inspector Bellside.
Hello, Dan. It's Olivia. Sorry to disturb you all again so soon, but there were a couple of things I overlooked this morning.
Oh?
Oh, you won't mind letting me look through your luggage, will you, Dan, old fellow? Just a formality.
Oh, yes.
Where's your room?
Through the kitchen.
Here.
I'll show you.
Mrs. Branson's sleeping, Inspector.
Well, then we'll be very quiet. Don't know why it slipped my mind earlier. This it?
Yes, sir.
Well, let's get on with it. Where are your bags?
In the closet. I'll fetch them.
What about that hat box?
Huh? The hat box? That isn't mine. never saw it.
Well, let's open it and have a look at it.
Oh, no, what? Inspector, please. Please, that's mine, Inspector. It's got all my letters in it.
Yours? What's it doing in his room?
Well, this room used to be the box room. I hid it here from Mrs. Branson. Silly, I keep it locked anyway. I'll take it and put it in my wardrobe. It'll be safer there.
Well, I'm not one to pry into a lady's secrets that don't concern me. Take your hat box, Miss Olivia. All right, Dan, now let's see to this suitcase of yours.
Yes, Inspector. I'll open it right up for you.
Seven, eight. 8 o'clock.
Mrs. Branson, I'm ready to go into town now. Good night.
Good night, Mrs. Terrence.
See you in the morning.
Auntie, I'm walking into town for the evening. Going to stay with the Lorries overnight. I wish you'd come with me. I'm frightened.
Oh, now, don't
listen to me. The day's over, the forest's all around. Anything might happen. You shouldn't stay in this house tonight.
It's very silly of you. What have you got to be frightened of?
There's been a murder, you know.
We've got Danny to look after us. He's as strong as an ox, and no silly nerves about him.
Why, will you please come with me?
No.
Well, then, I'm going. Good night.
Suit yourself.
I wish people wouldn't walk out of rooms and leave me high and dry. I don't like it. Where's my chocolate?
What's that?
Dear Danny! Where is that boy? I've got the jitters. I've got the jitters. Danny! He's gone. They've all gone. They've left me. Danny! Where are you? Danny! I'm going to be murdered! I'm going to be murdered! Danny! Danny!
Oh! It's all right. It's only Danny.
Oh, Danny. Danny. I was so frightened.
No, no.
I was so frightened.
You weren't frightened. What's there to be afraid of?
I was alone. There was no one.
There now. Danny's back to take care of his girl. Now let me see your smile.
Oh.
That's right. Here. You'd like a pillow, wouldn't you?
You have such a strange look on your face.
Of course you would. Let Danny bring you a pillow.
In a moment, we'll return to Mr. Kirk Douglas in Act Three of Night Must Fall.
Yes, on the whole, it was one of the most interesting cases I've ever been assigned to. A few moments after Mrs. Branson screamed, it was all over. Danny put her body on her bed in the bedroom, and then he made short work of getting the money out of the cabinet. He had just turned from the cabinet when Olivia walked in.
Auntie?
Looking for something? Sorry. I didn't mean to startle you.
Where is she?
Where do you think?
Oh, you killed him. Oh, you killed him. Why don't you say something?
I thought you weren't coming back tonight.
I wasn't.
Why'd you come back?
To find you out. You've kept me guessing, guessing hard. I very nearly knew all the time, but not quite. And now I do know.
What'd you come back for?
Oh, I've told you.
No. She didn't keep any money anywhere else, did she?
Oh, I've read a lot about evil. I never expected to come across it in real life.
Yeah, you didn't ought to read so much. I never got through a book yet. But I'll read you all right. You haven't had a drop to drink, and yet you feel as if you had. You never knew there was such a secret part inside of you.
What?
You feel free for the first time, light as air, same as I feel sometimes. You're the one I can tell about myself. I'm sick of hearing how clever everybody else is. I want to tell them how clever I am for a change. That woman at the hotel didn't know it was me she was dealing with. Neither did that old girl tonight treat me like a son. Of course, I made her think she was a chronic invalid. Stupid. That's what those two were, stupid. If they hadn't been, they might be breathing now. Hey, you're not stupid. That's why I'm talking to you. Yeah, the world's going to hear from me. You wait. Oh, but you can't wait, can you?
What do you mean?
Well, I'm up against a very serious problem, I am. But the answer to it is simple as pie to a fellow like me, simple as pie. She isn't going to be the only one found tomorrow in the fire at Forest Corner. Hey, aren't you frightened? You ought to be. Don't you think I'll do it?
I know you will. I just can't realize it.
When I make up my mind to do a thing, I do it. Oh, I'm glad to see you haven't got your glasses on. You look... What's that light in here?
What light?
There's somebody in this room holding a flashlight.
What? Oh, it's not in this room. Must be a light in the woods.
It can't be.
Well, there it is again. Somebody's watching the bungalow.
Nobody's watching. I'm the one that watches. They've got no call to watch me. I'll go out and tell them that I'm the one that watches. You out there! I'm the one that watches!
Don't. They mustn't come in.
I'm the one that... Hey, you're looking at me as if you'd never seen me before.
I never have. Nobody has. You've stopped acting at last, haven't you? You're real, frightened like a child. Oh, they mustn't come in.
Yeah, but everything's slipping away from underneath our feet. Can't you feel it? Starting slow, and then hundreds of miles an hour. I'm going backwards. Everything's going past me like the telegraph poles. All the things I've ever seen, faster and faster. Backwards, back to the day I was born. I can see it coming, the day I was born! I'm going to die. It's getting cold.
It's all right. You won't die. I'll tell them I made you do it. I'll tell lies. I'll tell lies.
Let them in.
Tell them I made you do it. I'll tell lies. I'll tell lies.
Let them in.
Well, good evening. Sorry to pop back like this.
Good evening, Inspector.
Well, everything looks in order around here, Mrs. Terrence.
But I tell you, I did hear her, Inspector, plain as plain. And I'd gone near a quarter of a mile. Danny, she screamed. Danny, where are you? Oh, she wanted him back. She did, to save her.
Yes, yes, I heard it too. That's why I came back.
How was she?
Oh, not bad. A bit unstrung. She's gone to bed now. No, no, no. She said she didn't want to be disturbed.
Well, I think I'd better have a look in on her all the same. I won't disturb her as she's asleep.
I'll go with you.
I'd no sooner got round the corner. She screamed for me. Danny, Danny, Danny. She was screaming. Danny, she calls me the pet name for Dan. That is, I told her there was nothing to get nervous about. I said, it's all this stuff. And
oh, Danny, Danny, Danny.
She's dead.
Inspector Beltize, I'm concerned in this.
No. It's all right. I'm the fella. Anything I'm concerned in, I run all by myself. If there's going to be any putting me on a public platform to answer any questions, I'm going to do it by myself or not at all.
I'll manage myself all right.
I get you. Like a bit of limelight, do you?
Well?
Let's have a look at your hands, old boy, will you?
Sure.
Suppose we try these handcuffs on for size.
I hurt myself.
That's better. Better come along quietly.
Sure. I'll come along quietly. Just a minute.
Come along, old chap.
Well, fancy that. He's looking at himself in the glass.
You in the mirror. This is the real thing, my boy. Act. That's what she said, wasn't it?
She was right, you know. I have been acting, but I showed them a trick or two, didn't I?
Danny.
Inspector, you're not going to believe what she said about helping me.
No, plenty of women get a bit hysterical about a lad in your position. You'll find them queuing up all right when the time comes. Proposals of marriage by the score.
Will they?
Mrs. Terrence, would you be so kind as to bring me the hat box? Come along, Danny.
I'm coming.
Olivia.
There's a kiss to remember me by.
Oh, Danny. Danny, why did you do it? Why did you do it?
Oh, there. There's no good in crying, girl. Remember, just as day must break, night must fall, and each man goes to his own grave. Well, ladies, I bid you good night and farewell.